So for this week's Mishnah, we'll start in Paragimel, we're up to Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Lazar Ish Bar Toisa Omer, Tein Lo Mishalo. When you're giving something to Hashem, you should give from Him, Sha'ata V'Shelcho Shalo. Because what you have, right, everything you have is from Hashem. So we're realizing that more and more. In this time, that what we thought were was so secure, it was so certain, that we're realizing everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the proof, V'chein David Hu Oimer. David says, Ki mimcha hakol, umiyadcha nason loch. Everything comes from you, and from your own hand, you gave us. Meaning, if a person puts up a mezuzah, we did a mitzvah. Okay, mazel tov, but who gave us the house in the first place to put up the mezuzah? It all comes from Hashem. So everything we're doing, all of the mitzvahs that we're doing, it's really going one hand back to the other. Everything that we have in life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to understand that's coming directly from Him. In the Tosefis Yom Tov on the Mishnah, he says, why does it have to quote this pasuk from David? So the Tosefis Yom, you don't have it on the source in front of me, he says, Al osa maisa shekabetz kesef azav lebeis hamikdash. Because this is talking about when David was collecting the funding for the Beis HaMikdash. Omer David pasuk zeh, that's what Rashi brings down, that's when he said this. Mushum de'ike lemadche v'tedilma David shiny. You might have thought that maybe what David did was different. Sheniznade lebeis hamikdash, Hashem yizbarach tziv aleh. We have a mitzvah when we have the opportunity to build the base of Mikdash, so then David's doing what Hashem told him to do. So of course he came back to you. Inami Rabim Shiny. Maybe it's because there's a lot of people who are contributing to this. Lekach therefore lo amr kimosha nemar kimimcha hakol levisha eino raya gemura derechaim. Okay, that the idea is that you might have thought there's been an exception. The answer is no. Then we move to the second half of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, Hamahalich v'derech v'shone. If you're going on the path and you are learning, Umasig v'mishnaso v'oimer. And a person makes a hefsek, an interruption from their learning and says, Ma na'a ilon zeh. How beautiful is this tree? Uma na'a nir zeh. How wonderful is this nicely, this plowed field? So if a person takes a break, so it's counted as if you're chayiv, chayiv misa for this. So is that just, you know, oh, it was a tree. But if I would have said, oh, how nice is this flower, or how nice is this house, or how nice is this car, if I would have pointed out something else, would that have been the same? So the Bar Tanur on our Mishnah says, Hu adin l'chol sicha b'teila. No, this is for anything, any sicha b'teila that you would stop your learning. El shadavar behoiveh, the Mishnah is just talking about, you know, a practical case. Mar shederech holchei derachim ledabim mar sheroim beinehem. Right? No, it's just people talk what they're seeing as they're walking by. You're walking down the road, you're going to stop and see the tree. But it wouldn't be anything. It would be anything. So the idea is that if we see something beautiful in this world, and that's a hefsek, that pulls us away, it's a separation from our learning, that's a terrible thing. We have to understand that everything we're seeing in the world, especially now, you know, everything is coming through Elohim. Midas Sadin, it's coming through the Midah of Teva. If a person makes a separation from that, and sees as being a break from their learning, that's a terrible thing. But if a person sees the beauty of this world not as a hefsek, it's not an interruption, it's not a break from my learning, that's part of my learning. Ma rabu masecha Hashem. That a person sees and experiences life as being a hemshech of their learning, so that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Perfectly makes a disconnect and makes a break from what they're doing and seeing it from that. But I'd like to go back and value and go through some of the things on the first part of the Mishnah. This idea of tein lo mishalo, sha'ata v'shelcho shalo. We have to give to Hashem. We're giving everything we have from Hashem, as the Mefarshim point out, that tzedakah we give, everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So with this, in the Lev Aaron, he quotes in the Yitav Lev, I'm sorry, it's the Divrei Yol. He quotes the Divrei Yol on Birkas HaMazon. V'al tatzvichein Hashem Elokeinu. We ask you, Hashem, we beseech you, Hashem, lo yidei matnas bosa v'dam. Let us never be in the needs of the gifts of Basav Adam, human beings, Veloide Halvasam, and whoever shouldn't need a loan from them. Ki'im Yadcha Hamalea Pesucha, but from your open, full hand. Hakadosh Rechav, that's holy, it's generous, it's ample. Shlonevo Shlonikaleim Leolam Vaed. So we shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed or confounded forever. So on this, what's this idea about saying Matnas Basar Vidam? Hashem, please, you give us, but don't let us receive from a Basar Vidam. Don't let it be. So let's go for a minute, one more source, and we'll put it all together. There's a famous Gemara in Nida and Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara tells us there are three partners in the creation of a human being. Shlosha Shuvim Yesh Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'aviv Ve'imo. So we have Hashem, we have Daddy, and we have Mommy. What does each one of these three partners contribute? So the Gemara tells us, Avi Mezriya Halovin Shimimenu Atmos Vegidim Vitsiparnayim Umoch Shivarosho Vilovin Shivayin. So all of the white parts come from the father, the bones, the sinews, the nails, the brain, the white of the eye. Everything that's white comes from the father. White is the midah of chesed, that comes from the father. And it says, Imo Mazraz Odem. All of the red parts of the body come from the mommy. Or ubasar, saros, shchor shba'ayin. All the red parts, that's the skin, your flesh, your hair, and the black part of your eye. So that's when the father gives the white parts, the mommy gives the red parts. The mother is the inyan of gevura, so the chesed comes from the father, the gevura comes from the mother. Vakosh baruch noisim baruch neshama v'kalster upon him. Re'iyas ha'ayin, shmiyas ha'ozen, v'dibur peh, v'holach raglayim, uvinu seichel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person the neshama. That's what comes from Hashem. So the physical parts comes from mommy and daddy. We know that from, that's the basics of, you know, DNA 101. And the neshama, the essence comes in from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, let's look it out for a second. The basar and the dam. Who did that come from? That came from the parents. So we go back now, I'm going to scroll back up to see the Birkas HaMazon. We say this phrase, Hashem, give us lo lidnei matnas basar v'dam. Don't let when we're giving to be like a basar v'dam. Don't let it be just a fleshly, a human, a physical type of giving. What we really want is from you, Hashem. That if you're giving only in a you know, you're not happy about it, it's not perceived upon him. Yafos, as the Gemara tells in Kiddushin, a person can do kibud av ha'eim, give your parent a delicious, you know, meal, a finely cooked steak, but they do it with a disgusting attitude, so they lose out. On the other hand, says the Gemara in Kiddushin, a person can give a very simple meal, very simple grain, but they do it with a smile, with a thank you, such a pleasantness, and they get reward for that. So much more than what is given is how is it given. So we're saying, comes along, and again, this is in the Sefer Lev Aaron. He says a beautiful idea from the Divrei Yol that when we're giving, we should give Mishalo. Our Mishnah said what? Let's start it again. Reb Lazar Ish Bartosa Omer Tain Lo. When you're giving, Mishalo. Give, but don't give like a Basar V'dam. Give in the way of Mishalo. What's coming from Hashem, from that Ruach Neshama. The physical parts we have, there's a Pasuk in Iyov. It says, "Tal bisheni uva atzomos vegidim to shochacheni." I'm sorry, or ubasar. I skipped a line. Or ubasar to bisheni. I'm clothed with or ubasar, but really, really, that's just a clothing. That's the externals. The inner part of who I am is some Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we should do when we're giving tzedakah. We have to give it in the way of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so with a ruach, with a neshama. That there should be a chain with it. It should be saver ponim yafos. Even a person gives, and they give quite generously. There's no comparison to one who gives with a smile, with a pleasantly, and does it with giving kavod and dignity to the people who they are receiving for. As we all know right now, we're doing the emergency parnasa initiative in the community. And Baruch Hashem, money has started to come in. But the way a person gives, and we should all give, but the way a person gives, it should be done, tein lo mi shalo, because the Mishnah is telling us everything that we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right now, if we're in the privilege that we can be on the giving end, rather on the receiving end, so we should give, but with a saver ponim yafos. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Why? She'ata v'shalcha shalo, because everything we have, Everything we have, the mammon we have, the physical things in the world, all of our gashmias, everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, there's a second idea that the Lev Aaron has. I'll move down a little bit. He says, Nira behekde ma shekosu besifrei hayira, ki achius shel ramach evarim shesa gidim, hagashmiim shebegufa adam, nimshach mekayim hatariag mitzvois. That the 613 mitzvos correspond, we know there's 248 positive mitzvos. There are 365. We have the Titans on the line. They'll tell us through the higher math that 248 plus 635, 365 is 613. So the number of mitzvos that we have corresponds to our body. And the positive mitzvos are corresponding to 248 limbs. And the 365 negative correspond to the gidim, the sinews of the body, the negative mitzvos. It all lines up because the human body is created to perform the 613 mitzvos. He says, Ach kvar amdu hakadmonim al hamechkar, the shlo he brings, de lechor harei kama v'kama mitzvos ein yecholos biyad kol adon l'kaimim. There's many mitzvos that we can't do. Kama mitzvos hanogim v'kohanim. Our Kohanim are on the Moskowitz that are hosting, virtually hosting. There's many mitzvahs that only the Moskowitz can do. I can't. I'm not a Kohen. O mitzvahs hatuluyos ba'aretz chidoyme. The many mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So I can't do them living in New Jersey. V'nicha lahu al pima she'omru. The Gemara Menacho says, kol ha'osik b'toros chatas ki'ilu hikriv. Say, okay, fine. So I can't do the mitzvahs of kahuna. I can't do the mitzvahs, but I'll learn the sugya. I can't bring makriv korbanos. The Achronim already say that out of the 613 mitzvahs, less than 100 of them are actually applicable that we could do. So we don't realize how much we're missing without the base of Migdash. But so I'll learn the sugya. Okay, so I'll learn the gemaras. I'll go through the topics and I'll count it as if I was makri of those korbanos. Okay. Kemo chen kol mitzvah shelo hayu lo asidim lios mitzvahs that weren't couldn't do but kriyas mehem nechshav asiya. That if you read about them, you learn the sugya. That's if you did it. Ubebeish mul acharon kosev aitzelazed. The advice is as follows: lios b'shalnu achdos im kol Yisrael. We have to have a achdus right now. And the Mekubalim, Rav Busu Shlita, is pointing out that this is the main thing right now that we need to be focusing on personal holiness, on Talmud Torah, and on not having any machlokus right now. That shalom is the key. Especially during this period, this magefa that we find ourselves in, that the shalom and achdus is the main thing, to avoid machlokus at all costs. V'az nechshav keguf echadim kol Yisrael. Because once we have achdus and shalom, then we're considered to be one big guf. As we learned this week in our Tanya Shi'irim, that really the guf is the only thing that divides us. But on the soul level, on the neshama level, we all have one shorsh, we're all united. So it's great. So if I'm united with my Kohanim, my good friends the Kohanim, so then when they do a mitzvah and I'm ba'achdus with them, since we're connected, it's ke'ilu as if I've done the mitzvahs. That's how we can do all 613 through having achdus. That's what the Mishnah Zau says. So the second part of the Mishnah we're learning is when a person is walking on the road and they stop their learning. She'ein Eloi Mei Torah. He's not learning right now. V'gam. And besides the fact that he stopped learning, V'gam hu oimer mano ilon zeh. Wow. That's a really nice tree this guy has on his property. Uma non yezeh. How nice is this field the guy's plowing? Probably makes a lot of money. Ha'ini kishuroa ilon nir shel chaveiro. He sees the tree and he sees the nice fields of his friend. Hu miskanabo, the kina. He becomes jealous. So it's bad enough that he stopped learning, but now he's jealous of what his friends has. Lo gam avas Yisrael b'shleimus. So now it's affected his love of his fellow Jew. Samala v'kosev ki'ilim is chayiv b'nafsho. At that point, that's when it's considered the guy's chayiv. Remez the hint al yedei zeh nechzar. He's losing out. Hachius haramach yivarm v'shasal gidim b'nefesh haruchani shelo. He's once he's compromised his spiritual. Achdus, now he's ruining his 248 limbs, his 365 spiritual sinews. Shezel al yidei kiim kol tariyag mitzvos, because he wasn't in the achdus to get the 613. Ki e eshelo l'adam kaim kol tariyag mitzvos, kiim al yidei shne etos elu. The only way that a person can complete the 613 mitzvos in this way is through these two pieces. Number one, shalimud ha-Torah, by learning the sugya, by learning about korbanos, by learning about trumas and maisrus and shvius and damai and all the zroyim sugyas. That's one way of doing it. And the other one is the achdus im kol Yisrael, to have a true sense of achdus with each and every single Jew. So we're thinking about that. There's the minig, as we've been speaking about so long, about learning Pirkei Avos during this time is the idea of preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki'ish echad belev echad, with a sense of achdus, with a sense of learning, and that's really what's bringing us together. And even though we're not able to have the same style of she'irim, the same style of chavrusas that we're used to, every act of limud Torah during these difficult days is priceless. It's so precious. It's an amazing, the effort that we're putting into maintaining our siddurim, and to have that creates a sense of achdus with us as well. So that's the takeaway lesson from the Mishnah. When we're giving tein lo mishalo, that we have to remind ourselves that everything we have is from Hashem, and when we're generous, we should be as generous as we can. We should give till it hurts. That's the idea behind the Emergency Parnas Initiative, to help out Ania Ircha Kodem, to help out our own friends, our own neighbors, maybe the person sitting next to us. But these are the ones who need our support right now. We have to remind ourselves that it's not my money. I'm just giving back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He gave to me as a pikodon. And the second idea of the Mishnah about having a sense of limud HaTorah and a sense of achdus, that's what connects us and is able to be mekayim all the 613 mitzvahs, even when we can't do it b'poel mamish.